computers. Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. The weather, you want to give the weather report?
Hot. That's it.
And don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb.
I mean, he comes in, the first thing he says, these reports about what you need to do in the hot weather is so dumb. And then I start telling him about my son's got a lacrosse tournament. He's like, see?
They don't seem to help, do they, Brian?
They must not have seen the news story. Anyway, how's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
It's going good. How about you?
Anything new?
Nothing new. I'm heading to pay the mouse a bunch of money tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
You going
goes.
To Disney?
Yeah. I haven't been there since 2019.
Just you and the missus? Or?
Me and the missus, my future in-laws, too, and my future daughter-in-law and my son.
So son, daughter-in-law, the other?
Mom and dad.
Have
and
you
the
met
other
him?
Side. Oh, yeah. And their daughter.
Listen, do you have to like them?
That's nice. It's a plus.
Do you know if you kind of will? Because sometimes you always like them at the start, and then
They're nice people. I can get along with most people. Just depends on what you want to talk about.
It depends if they're stupid. Then Eric's got no time for
That's
you.
That's not true at all. Come on.
Listen, there's a couple of interesting stories this week I wanted to get to. I guess we heard about the Signal app with federal employees, and now. I was always told WhatsApp is the most secure thing there is. But ultimately, you learn that nothing is secure, right? But
that's the right answer,
but
Brian.
But WhatsApp is the one that, like, when my kids go overseas or something, that's what we use.
Okay, It's an encrypted messaging system through the folks at Meta. And the U.S. House is going to ban it. They don't want you to use Meta.
And they don't want government employees to
use Meta. Okay. Yeah. And so we'll see what happens with that. I mean, they have some accepted tools you can use. Teams, you can use Wicker, Signal, even though despite we had the other issue where you can accidentally invite people. iMessage is cool, and FaceTime. Those are all accepted.
By the government.
So were they
in bed with Apple or something?
I don't know.
That Apple over Meta? Is that a choice?
I don't think so. It's Microsoft's involved in there too, and Signal's definitely not either. And then, of course, you can't use any kind of generative AI. They don't want you to use any kind of ChatGPT, TikTok, DeepSeek, obviously. And, of course, Microsoft Copilot. Don't use that. So interesting how they're trying to at least get a handle on all the software that's out there. The tools you should be using are whatever the tools you should be using are. And the same thing in business, too.
So they block – what the government ends up doing is blocking them from being downloaded on government-issued phones.
Correct.
The people can still use them on their own phones.
And they will.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
Of course they will. And speaking of Apple,
I thought that was just funny.
I don't really understand it. So they create their own ads, but then they pull their own ads.
Well, they're cringy. They're these ads. I mean, this last one they just pulled is why they want to convince your parents to buy a Mac for you for college. Now you're already paying way too much for college, and then you're going to pay way too much for the computer too.
Yep. And the answer is yes.
And literally just a day after posting it, they pulled it because they called it cringy. Now if the kids are calling it cringy, they're not going to be convincing their parents to buy a Mac.
But why don't they test market this crap?
I don't know who is. I mean, that marketing firm is just, I don't know what they're
doing. They're out.
I would think they're out. But the point is that if you have to actually market to your kids to have them convince your parents. It is cringy. It's cringy. I mean, come on, man. I'll get you a laptop, but it won't be an Apple. I can buy three PCs for the price of an Apple.
Yeah, well, I got that problem in my house. I do. I mean, I have a Dell, but I mean, my kids all want MacBook Pro, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. The mother of all data breaches. I feel like the mother of all data breaches happens four times a year.
It does, but we're into the billions now, Brian. 16 billion records have been leaked. So basically across any platform that's out there, assume your password has been leaked, your login credentials have been leaked. Also assume that they can take what they found. Like if they see Brian at Gmail and your password was Red Sox, !123. And then they're going to say, okay, Brian might log into LinkedIn. Let me see if his password is LinkedIn.123. Oh, there it is. I see that he uses a similar pattern. They can use AI on these 16 billion records and try to guess what you might do.
Right.
So you must turn on two-factor authentication. There is no option anymore. Assume your credentials are leaked. Assume the bad guys have them. And assume they're using AI to figure out what your password might be.
I'm surprised even like there are still some banks that don't do two-factor.
Yeah, I've heard that. I would think by now most banks will, but they're doing SMS two-factor. I'd prefer them to use a different method of two-factor. But at least, I've heard those types of things are still occurring. I don't know why. Two-factor authentication should be a default situation in your business, your place of work, for your home usage. I was talking to my kids about it last night. Make sure you have two-factor authentication turned on every account, especially your email, because that's where your life exists.
Right.
If they're in your email, they're reading everything you're doing.
I got an email from the Social Security Administration says my benefits have been updated and I can check it. Is that real? Because the email address seemed real.
It doesn't matter. So I would tell you if it is real, you do not go there and click on any links.
Just log in separately.
Right. If they give you a link, they're helping cause these problems.
So don't click on the link.
Don't click on the link because I can send you an email that looks like I'm coming
looks
from
so
.gov.
Good to know what my updated payout's going to be when I'm old. Okay.
It was going
to
be zero. It's going to be zero, Brian, because there won't be any money there.
It's not. We're talking with Eric Semmel here. Tab Computers, of course. Computer Talk with Tab. Saturdays 9 to 11 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Can I throw you a curveball?
Yeah, of course.
Did you read this Pura story about Marissa Gillette? She claims that when she got her phone in 2023, it was programmed to delete her text messages after 30 days.
I've not heard that.
And that's why she doesn't have the texts that she had the corresponded with state legislators. And allegedly she colluded on an op-ed that the power companies want to prove so they can prove that she's biased.
Wow. Oh, man.
But that's her excuse.
Yeah. So you can get the text messages from a carrier. I don't know that I've ever even understood. I don't even think you can configure your text messages to be deleted after 30 days. I'd have to go back to see if that's even possible.
Well, that's what I want to know. Yeah. That's your home. That's your assignment should you wish to accept
it. But again, FOIA, those types of things, you can't even get emails from the government without sending a FOIA
request. Well, this is part of FOIA thing. No, they didn't give it through FOIA. Now she said, as Vin Candelora, who will join us later, said, it's the dog ate my homework excuse when it comes to text. But you've never heard of anything like that.
I've never heard that you can set it like that. You could. I mean, it's maybe plausible. I would assume she checked to see if it was doable. But
you can manually purge things, but that's not what she's talking about. She said it was automatically configured to flush out.
And just so you know, nothing's ever gone, right? You use the carrier. The carrier is going to back up their servers and stuff. So send a FOIA request to a carrier and say, hey, carrier, I want to have all the text messages. Now, I don't know if they can do that, but that's the thing, you know? This whole thing with government and not being able to at least have the data in front of you.
It's hot garbage, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And, my thing is, and ultimately, the issues aren't the worst issues in the world, but when you start to be dishonest about it, then you get yourself in trouble. It's like, why are you people acting like we're morons?
Right. Well, the funny thing is, though, Brian, we still don't know how electricity works in this state, obviously. Whether she's whatever she did is what she did. The state does not know how electricity works,
right, so
obviously.
That's the issue we should be working on, but instead we're arguing about her deleted
and
texts.
And that's my point. Yeah. The government is so dysfunctional and so useless that we have electric bills that are more expensive than our car payments because we don't know how electricity works. We don't know how to get affordable energy here. We don't know how to get gas pipelines here. We don't know how to manage the electrical grid. Heck, I just saw that New York's going to build a nuclear plant the first time in 15 years. The fact that New York's going to do that is crazy, right?
Why don't you run for office?
My wife would kill me. But I would do it, but my wife would kill me.
And you're 100% sure she would take your life?
Yeah.
When are you going to Disney?
Tomorrow.
And where are you staying?
Port Orleans.
Is that in the boardwalk or whatever?
No, it's one we've always gone to when the kids were little. It's the moderate, you know.
You've been there a bunch.
Last time we were there was in 2019, just when they said COVID wasn't a thing, right? And then we all got COVID and we got home, but nobody knew what it was. So last time we were there was then, and now we're looking forward to spending a few days with the future in-laws and the daughter-in-law.
Is there stuff you haven't seen, gone to? Like what?
We haven't seen Tron. We haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy. We haven't seen... I think those are the two big ones that we haven't seen.
And when are you going?
Tomorrow morning.
Are you back next Tuesday?
No, yeah, I'll be back. We're back on Sunday.
You're not allowed to do that.
Back on Sunday.
Only I can skip a Tech Tuesday. You didn't come in the last 2 weeks, did you? You stayed on the phone?
I was remote, yeah.
Okay.
I would sit in the big seat if I did that. I'd be like, Brian, why am I in your big seat?
Yeah, don't sit in the big seat. Eric, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I love hanging out with you. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. And again, you can ask any question you want. He won't even tell you if it's dumb. He's not going to tell you it's dumb.
Of course not. No questions.
9 to 11 on Saturdays here at WTIC News Talk